Well, what about a dog that's just not good for much of anything? Just a lazy dog that just...
No good for nothing. Mm-hmm.
Give me a spooner or pot liquor or feist or any of those things.
Yes, I have. Old pot liquor hound, they used to call him.
Uh-huh. What did that mean?
Well, I don't know. Them old hounds are has your ears as big as your hand that hangs down by the head.
Mm-hmm. Was a pot liquor hound a pretty good dog? Or
well, that's the kind that they generally hunt the air with, or used to.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of hound dogs are there?
Well, I don't know. I just don't know too much about dogs. I won't tell you right now. I wasn't raising dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my husband didn't have a dog till we moved here. We lived down the other 20 years and we never had a dog.
You just don't like dogs so much?
Mm-hmm. Don't care about them. And I didn't have but one cat.
Uh-huh.
My mother gave him to me. They used to say that a cat was not healthy for your children, getting mm-hmm. them old hairs on them and probably eating them or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not healthy for your children, and I wouldn't have cats. Until my children got big enough, I could make them let him alone, not mm-hmm. nursing.
Well, how come you
I kept one 12 years.
Uh-huh. How come you got two or three dogs out there now?
Well, we keep them now on account of the rogues and things, and people slipping around. That's the reason we got them.
That one is tied up, looks pretty mean.
Well, they're not so mean, though, but they're awful to bark. They're watchdogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody got around here, we would know they were at night. We
mm-hmm.
would know there was somebody there. And you can tell when you're in the house here, don't matter which one's tied, he's going to do a streak of barking when somebody comes in that gate.
Mm-hmm. Do you always keep one on top?
Yeah.
Say, if you had a real mean dog, you might tell someone, now you better be careful, that dog will...
No.
Okay. He said yesterday he...
Bit.
Okay. You say that person had to go to the doctor after he got
home?
Huh?
After he got home?
Or yeah. after he got
bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever say dog bit? So and so got dog bit?
Yeah. I hear that used a lot so anybody get dog bit.
Uh-huh. And I mentioned earlier I was talking about cows, you talk about missing the bull. Does this word bull used to be used much?
Well, I've heard them called bulls all my life.
Uh-huh.
He cow, you know.
Mm-hmm. It was never a bad word that you weren't supposed to say? You never felt embarrassed saying bull?
Bull? No, they don't now. They don't mind saying bull.
Did they used to?
No. Well, that's all I ever heard him called, is bulls. Of course, after you castrate one, he's a steer.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other word for castrate?
Castrate. Well, I don't reckon they are.
Do you have a cut or mark or what?
Yeah, I heard them talking about cutting.
Mm-hmm.
That's castrating.
But they said that about a hog?
Yeah, same thing about a hog.
What about a tomcat? What did you say about him?
Well, it's the same. And you know, that's the easiest thing done in the world, cut a tomcat.
It is?
Yeah. The only danger about this is him scratching him. And my daughter that's married off, her husband's away one Sunday, and I had one that I wanted to do that way, and he was grown.
Mm-hmm.
So I caught him and stuck him in a stovepipe so he couldn't scratch nobody and let him hold his feet,
mm-hmm.
stick him out there, and I just got the scissors and I cut them both off and turned him
over.
You can just do that so quick.
Didn't it hurt the cat?
Why, no, it don't hurt him much. You get him just, pull it out there and get him just.